the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Hey, welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. In our final segment, we want to try and stuff all this stuff in that we've missed so far on the show. We were talking a little bit about the Deer and Turkey Spectacular. Yep. February 18th through the 20th. Somehow the Grillin' Guys are going to get down there. We also have with WGVU and DNW in Grand Rapids at the Public Museum, they're having a big, it's their annual wine and food show. We need to get the dates on that. I didn't copy the date on here, but they do it every year, and that's coming up pretty soon. It's sponsored by DNW, and it's at the Grand Rapids Museum. I know they have like 300 wines and a bunch of gourmet foods. Something else cool to check out.
You know, another thing we're doing, Bob, is we're going to partner up with our sister station, WLAV, and they're doing an event on the 19th of February up by the Croton Pond called the Damned Dam Ice Fishing Contest. And it's the fifth annual that they're doing, and the Grillin' Guys are going to be part of that. We're going to get up there, and there's a real good chance that we're going to do our show from there. And going to have some fun, do a little at the Driftwood Inn is kind of the anchor where all of this thing happens. Last year, I was told that there's a couple thousand ice fishermen up there. And again, that's the 19th of February. I think it starts at 7 a.m.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have some the grills all lit up and creating some smoke. We might even cook some fish.
Well, we'll have to check out your crappie skills again.
Yeah, you got it. I can fillet some of those up and we'll cook them up. And, you know, the cool part about this is if you're not really a fisherman, there's a lot of other things to do. But you don't have to buy a license. This happens. They do it on purpose. It coincides with the free fishing weekend that the DNR puts out in the winter. And this coincides. So you don't even need a fishing license. Just come on up. If you've never tried ice fishing, there's plenty of ice. It's very safe. And there's going to be a lot going on.
Yeah. And don't worry if your boat freezes to the ice.
That's right, because we have a spud.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I've done some fishing on that little stretch of water. As a matter of fact, Tony Gates, right around his place, there's some pretty good walleye in there. And if you get too close to that dam, though, it gets a little freaky.
Well, yeah, you'll be swimming. But, you know, and the cool part about this is, again, meets our what we like to do. This is a charity event that's benefiting the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization of the area. So it's a fundraiser for them. So come on up, check it out. It's something to do on a winter weekend, the 19th of February.
Well, I know Tony and Kathy have a cottage up there.
Okay.
So I wouldn't doubt that we could just stay there. Tony, if you're listening, keep a bedroom open, all right? Better make it two because I hate cuddling with Randy.
Yeah. Another thing that's cool that's going on is there's a comedy festival coming March 10th to the 20th here in town to benefit Gilda's Club, another one of our favorite organizations that we like to help out. If you haven't learned anything about this, check it out on a website. It's laughfest.org. And go to that website, and there's a full rundown. We've got national comics coming to town. It's a 10-day festival. It's going to light this city up. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm involved with it a little bit and helping putting it together, and it's something that...
That's coming up pretty close.
Yeah, March 10th to the 20th.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have to make sure that we have a hand in that so that we can help them out, because that is just a... it's an organization that helps so many people.
Yeah, it does, and it's a
cancer touches everybody. Seems like about every couple of days now, I'm getting an email. So and so's got cancer. So and so's going in for chemo, and
And this is the organization that helps the mental side of it. They don't provide actual care, but you can go there and you can talk with people who are going through the same things you're going through. Just a class act organization. It's all funded by donations, so there's no insurance funding or anything. So this is a real important event for them, and we're happy to be behind it.
Okay. So Super Bowl weekend coming up next weekend. We got the Pro Bowl on tomorrow. You gonna get a chance to watch that?
The Pro Bowl, you know, that's kind of a non-event in my mind, and maybe I'm sacrilegious for saying that, but you know, the guys that go there, they don't want to get hurt. They're not playing for anything. They're just there. It's kind of a showcase of talent, and you'll see one or two big plays, but I just never feel like they're playing all out when they're at that game.
Well, they're not playing with their teammates for one thing. So to be fair, I used to go to that thing every year. Because I lived like 2 miles from Aloha Stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was very convenient.
That was when you were Hawaiian Bob?
That was back when I was, something like that.
Yeah.
Air Force Bob.
Yeah, cool.
But that is a good. It's a great event to watch. It'd be a good one to go to live if you want to get out of this cold weather and hit the shores of Honolulu for a while.
Yeah, right.
Kind of miss that.
That would be a good
thing. You
were
just there.
Yeah, I was there about a month and a half ago for my real job.
You're about due for a vacation again, aren't you?
I'm a little bit vacationed out at this point.
You haven't been anywhere in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we got to work. We got to get to work. I was in Mount Pleasant last weekend, but I didn't get into the casino. I was just up there working. So.
I had lunch in Tampa yesterday. Does that count?
Really?
Oh, it was nice.
Yeah.
Very warm.
What are you doing here?
You know, they have that big festival going on there this weekend. It's a pirate festival. I can't think of the name of it, but it's Rum Weekend. And Tampa Bay turns into a sea of boats. They have this giant pirate ship that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
This festival has been going on for a couple hundred years, and it's turned into something akin to the Mardi Gras, but I think a lot more fun and safer because it's in Tampa.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we got the auto show coming up here next week, too. I know that just concluded in Detroit, and it comes up here next week, and a lot of the cool new autos that are out.
I think we're supposed to be out there.
Yeah. Yep. I think we're just putting the final touches on that, but you may be able to see the grilling guys live at the auto show.
You just look for the guys with, like, grease all over their hands and, you know, maybe blood on their apron. That'll be us.
Yeah. Awesome.
You said awesome again.
Again. I did.
Okay, we've got the gift cards going out from Reds. We want to give a shout-out to Buzz up there. You're doing a great job running that restaurant, and so great to talk to your chef. Elizabeth Carmel, want to touch on that just for a second. We had her on in the second segment. She is the official spokesperson for Great Lakes Grilling Company. Great Lakes Grilling Company is a cedar planking system that originated in Grand Rapids, oh, gosh, I'm going to say 10 years ago. I met John when I was retailing grills, and that business has turned into an industry. They created a sector of the market that nobody went after, and now they're doing the wraps. I've got some wraps at home. I'm dying to use them. John, if you're listening, the grilling guys need some, we gave you some good props here, so you need to send some wraps up, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll come our way. Hey, with regard to the cedar planks, those of you that have never used these out there, it's important that we didn't mention earlier that you soak those in water, or could you flavor the water? Could you put something in the water?
Well, you don't want to put bourbon on them because they'll burn.
Oh, you don't want to put bourbon on them. Okay. But it's important that you soak them because the concept of the wood is that you don't want it to catch on fire and burn, but you want it to smolder to create the smoke,
right?
Right.
And it will burn around the edges by the time your meat's done.
Uh-huh.
You will have some burnt edges. A lot of places will serve the food right on the plank.
Right.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
There's an aroma that you get from
so the
that.
Planks really aren't reusable, right? I mean, it's a one-and-done type thing?
If you're using the Great Lakes grilling planks, they're pretty thick and really nice. So, yeah, you can probably get three or four spins out of those.
Okay. But you got to soak them every time, right?
Absolutely.
Right, yeah, so they don't catch on fire, but yet they just smoke.
Now, I like how Elizabeth's doing it, where she flashes, gets a little bit of a sear, the grill marks.
Mm-hmm.
And then throws it on the board.
Yeah, that's more of a presentation thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And then, you know, you have a nice little mango salsa or something you want to put on your. I always found that salmon was the best thing to do on cedar.
Uh-huh.
Because I kind of like salmon, but sometimes salmon just seems a little bit funky. You know, there's a little bit of a musky smell to it, kind of like trout. You know, it can have a little bit of a pungent odor that's
sure.
A little stronger than, you know, steelhead's one of my favorites, and steelhead's just nice and clean. If you get it in right off the boat, fillet it, put it in the fry daddy, I mean, bang.
Yep.
There's nothing like fresh steelhead.
Yeah.
So,
next week we're going to talk about those Super Bowl recipes again, because we're really interested in hearing all our listeners out there, what they're making for Super Bowl on their grills, because that'll be a... That'll be really fresh in our mind, and we're going to cook up some good stuff.
I think if you have a chance, you should check out the Grilling Guys on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
You need to go to that Facebook page, and you need to tell us what you're making for the Super Bowl, because it's a great place for people to interact and share their recipes and just see what's going on in the grilling world. So if you've got something really cool, put it on Facebook, send us a message. If we like it, we're gonna post it. And
we'll put it on our Grilling Guys website, where we've got all the recipes. Chef Glenn brought us in that nice topping that he was going to make with the cilantro
yes.
And the parsley and other items. We're going to have that recipe up there Just check us out on thegrillingguys.com.
We have what we like to do is a little man law segment when we close up the show. So our man law for today, in the tradition of Pirate Weekend down in Tampa, man law is: being a pirate should be considered a manly job because pirates get two types of booty.
Yes, they do.
Is that grill appropriate?
I believe it is.
Okay. I stumbled on it. The closing of this show is usually done by a Michigan artist, and we have some more today. If you have a favorite Michigan artist, a couple of weeks ago we did the fella, Keith Ricker, who did the song about being unemployed.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty catchy.
That's right.
That he's got to put that on YouTube because a lot of people can relate to that. But we're going to jet down to Motown for our closing song today, and it's a group that I've been checking out online for quite a while. It's called Black Murda. And these guys have been cranking out the rock and roll in a soulful fashion in Motown for a long time. And I don't know how much time we had before we're going to wind that song up, but the song we're going to talk or listen to is Reality. And
we're going to close it.
When I heard the beginning of it, I just loved it. So this is Black Murda out of Detroit. Thanks for joining the Grillin' Guys this weekend. We'll see you next Saturday. You were brought up in the Christmas spirit.